Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dave Harrigan, producer of this show, formerly the producer of Hey, It's Corey Hepola, just said to me, hey, I better call Corey. I mean, I get it if he forgets to call certain guests, but I would think when Corey Hepola is returning to the station and he worked with Corey for a long, long time, he would remember that, but he's dialing right now. I would assume in just a matter of seconds we will have Corey on the air. We are on tomorrow.
Corey's ready
Best
for you,
Best of Thursday and Friday. What was that, sir?
Corey is all ready to go for you.
How is this for your welcome back to the station when your former producer forgets to call you when you're supposed to be on the air right at the top, right at the start of this hour?
Well, I think it all starts from the top, right? Like that wouldn't have happened if we were together. Dave and I had a really good working relationship, and he felt empowered to bring on the guests. And so I think it was just, you know, when I talk about the Vikings, it was just a better culture. You know, you're like Zimmer, and I'm like O'Connell.
Please, we're not going culture. We're not going culture. By the way, you're on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How are you?
I'm great, Chad. I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I am very good. I want to cover a number of topics with you. Corey obviously was here for how long did you host your show?
About 3.5 years.
3.5 years. You made the decision after talking about it for a while, I'm sure, with family and friends to run for governor. In the end, it did not work out in the ideal way. Do you regret the decision you made?
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, to your point, it was 3 years in the making. A lot of conversations, a lot of praying, a lot of meditating, a lot of strategic planning and team building, all of those things. And, you know, we came up short, but I'm really proud of our team. And I know that we made a positive difference. And I know that I certainly learned a lot. And I think, Chad, I think lots of times we look at it as, did you win or lose? And that's what we define as a success. And I don't necessarily look at it that way, because I think that one's own character defines success, if that makes sense. And like for me and what we were building and what we were trying to communicate is constant, and it's fluid, and it's ever growing. And I think that that's one of the things that I wanted to hit home too, was that, look, it's going to take all of us together. And I think if we look at our political landscape, I think you would agree, it's not working properly right now. And I came to this decision because I believe that we need more parties to help uplift the conversation and to force more of these leaders to focus back in on the policies so that we can push Minnesota back into a national leader again. So no, I don't have any regrets. I could not be more thankful for everything at Care 11, at WCCO. We had such wonderful teammates there, some who have been so encouraging since then. And I'm so thankful to everybody that led me to this next step, which is service to others. And I will forever be grateful. And I'm thankful for the team that we had and the connections we made, and we hope to continue to do some work.
We are going to talk. We're going to keep you for a couple segments here. We will talk rural by choice, your second season. But let me talk the politics a couple more points here. You know this. I lament greatly that we do not have more options. I am disheartened almost every day by extremists on both sides of the party who have found a way to dominate the conversation. And it's not 50-50. There are times when it's the left, there are times it's the right. And to be honest, of late, I've been more outraged by the far right. Doesn't mean the far left is perfect, but of late, it's been more outrageous for me by the far right. When you ran, two things struck me. I was surprised because knowing you a little bit and also listening to the show a lot, you really didn't talk a lot of politics. You didn't talk nearly as much as, let's say, I did. That doesn't mean it's everything in your life, what you do, but a lot of times what we do here is a reflection. And then when you ran, I remember our conversation, you said, this is the trailer, the movie's later. And I felt like, to me, and I would say this to you off air, I'll say it to you on air, that you needed to provide the movie right away. So people knew, if we're actually going to see a third party here, outside of the two marijuana parties, that will be viable. We know specifically where Corey stands. And I think a lot of people, not just me, were like, if he's going to wait too long, he's going to miss that window. And the window shut before people really gave you enough consideration.
That's a fair point, right? I mean, that's a fair point. We look back and you look at certain timelines and the way that it all unfolded. But the way that I was building it was not predicated on, hey, here's every single thing that you need to know about this, and here's how you should feel about it. Because my campaign was in a response to how people were feeling. And this is the people that we talk to every day at CCL. These are the people I'm talking with outside the metro and in the metro, people who are disillusioned, to your first point, disillusioned with the two-party system and don't feel like they have a voice. Well, here we were. We were about to unveil in the summer strategically policy on education, policy on public health, economic opportunities, all of these other things, right? That all work together as gears. And I think that's one of the things that I hope to continue to work on, is breaking down this siloed communication, whether it's partisan politics or whether it's just, you know what, I get in the day-to-day type of atmosphere and I'm not even thinking about it. But when you think about Minnesota as a state, or really any state or country, it's not just education is all I need to be focusing in on. No, like all of these things work together. So education also relies upon, right, great jobs and public health and having people here and immigration, all of these other things matter to that and affect that. And so when you look at Minnesota as a state, and this was the one thing that I really hope that, and I can mention, talk about this a little bit more as we go along, but I hope that Governor Walz and his team are thinking about, because we need to be more proactive. We have sat around here in Minnesota for 30 plus years, and we are not proactive enough. In all of the demographics, all of the data, it is not good, Chad. It's not good. Like, if you project 5, 10, 15 years out, our economists know this, our demographer know this, we don't have enough people here. We don't, and we're losing young talent. If we don't proactively start to recruit and retain through all of those gears that we talked about, we are going to, and we're already seeing it, we're going to continue to slide down into more of a middle of the pack. And that's not Minnesota. We're a national leader. And a part of the problem, this is not just exclusive to Minnesota, but a part of the problem is that partisan politics is now a barrier for progress, because nobody wants to step outside of their political party and vote and help for what is right, or maybe they might add something to it, and they don't want to do it. Because guess what? Then they lose their money, and now all of a sudden they're kicked out of the party, and now all of a sudden their livelihood is in limbo.
Do you think in the end you help the prospect of another party, you did nothing for another party, or you hurt it?
I don't think I did really. I think we got people thinking about it, critically thinking about it. We certainly, we're not at the finish line. It's a work in progress. I'm not a finished product. You're not a finished product. We'll continue to keep working on it. But my goal is not politics. I will say that right now. I'm not running in 2026, okay? Like, I have no interest in politics.
But it was this year, right? I mean, if you're going to run, if you're going to, you know, walk away from your job and do this, this obviously was your goal this past year.
It was, yeah, because I felt it was at the beginning, at the right time. I felt it was the right time. But now I think that I can do more good using my platform in other ways. I feel like using, and all of us, I hope that I encourage all of us to be curious and compassionate and courageous and think about the gifts that we've all been given. I feel like I can help in a lot of different ways. I'm a communicator. I'm a connector. I know that I can probably do more good outside of elected politics than I could do in it. And that was a realization that I had to go through to understand that, at least for right now. I'm not saying 10, 15 years when my kids are older, but right now, I'm exactly where I need to be.
Are you willing to share who you voted for?
No, I will not share that.
You could not vote for yourself, right? I was told by a very smart insider that for people to be listed as a write-in, they had to do something. So you did write in yourself?
No, I didn't. And we didn't make that move either. We could have. But I didn't want to continue to add to this. Here's what I will say. I mentioned Governor Walz earlier. He called me 3 days after we ended our campaign. I had not talked to him at all leading up to it, not during the campaign, not once. He called me after, and I give him a lot of credit for this because he certainly did not have to. He called me, and he was very kind. And he agreed with me and said exactly what I was talking about. He said, our political system is not working properly. But what I give him credit for is, and this is where I think these next 4 years are incredibly important, we have an opportunity here. We have so much goodness here in Minnesota, so many great people, so many great leaders, so much good things happening. We can be proactive. And I think that bringing on, you know, not onto the staff or something like that, but bringing outside perspectives into these bubbles that we have in these silos can help spark that critical thinking that can push Minnesota into national leader again. That's my purpose, is to help spark critical thinking.
Corey Heppala is with us. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk about rural by choice. You always can respond any way you'd like with feedback when you respond with the Cities One talk and text line, 651-461-9226. More with Corey in moments on CCO.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Corey Heppala is back with us, our friend Corey. We just talked to politics. In case you're just tuning in, you can always go back and podcast our segments. Corey, like the dilemma I face often at about 2:30, has to pick up his kids. So let's talk rural by choice. Tell people about it. They missed it. Season one, and what you're trying to do here with season two.
Well, I appreciate you bringing me on, Chad, because this is something that is really important to a lot of people here in Minnesota, but also too, I just think to myself as well, but Otter Tail County is a gem in Minnesota, and we have so many great places in Minnesota, but Otter Tail County is an absolute gem. I grew up there, and this is season two. We got 5 episodes. But what we wanted to do with this, instead of just like talking about the county or having travel videos, what this series is about, it is breaking down the popular misconceptions about rural living. Now, if you've never experienced rural Minnesota, and I don't mean just like driven through or spent a night there or something, but like truly experienced it, you know, you might have a thought or an idea about what that might be like. But what this does is it helps break down those popular misconceptions. And we talk, you know, we dive into different topics about education and childcare and healthcare and all of these really important topics as well along the way. But it's all underneath the like narrative of, all right, so I'm 41, married, 3 young kids, and kind of at this reflective stage of my life of, you know, what's important to me? Where did I come from? How did it impact me? Did I truly have my eyes open to the things around me? And it turns out I loved where I grew up, but I didn't know half of what I should have known about it. And so I kind of go back now as an adult and look at it through that lens. And I think what worked so well in season one was people then did that on their own. They learned something about rural Minnesota, but then they also thought about those things in their own life. Of like, man, I wonder, I took this stuff for granted.
Where can people consume it?
It'll be on the Otter Tail Lakes Country Facebook page and on YouTube. And I'll be sharing it too, of course, on my personals here. It starts this Sunday. The episodes are like 8 to 14 minutes. So they're really concise and to the point. You know, that they're entertaining, but you learn something and you'll feel something. One of the themes that we talk about this year is really just being present. We're always caught up in the nostalgia of the past or thinking about the future or wondering about the future. But it's, you know, all we really have is now. And so the people we're with, the places we are, that's where we need to be. So that's one of the main themes for this year.
Professionally, what do you want to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm led. I made this decision about 5 years ago, Chad. It's a work in progress. I decided at that point I was going to stop telling my life what I was going to do or what success would look like, and I was going to start preparing. And for me, that meant a lot of things. It meant, you know, better diet, better sleeping decisions so that I could be healthier and more efficient. I started networking in a different way because what I really wanted to do was I'm a spiritual person. I wanted to listen to where I'm being called for. So I've done a lot of work on that, and that's where I'm at. I'm led by the 3 BCs, being curious, being courageous, being compassionate. And my mission is to empower and inspire others. And it's got me, you know, working on Rural by Choice, another documentary then that we're just in the infancy stages of. I'm speaking and consulting, and I'm living with joy.
Do you miss the media side? It was an enormous part of your life. You talked many times how you realized fairly young this was something you wanted to pursue.
Absolutely. Ever since I was 8 years old, it's all I ever wanted to do. Was I wrote down in a journal that I wanted to be a broadcast journalist in Minneapolis. Like, that was it. But I got there and realized it was setting me up for something else, an impact that I could have. But it's not easy to do this. It's not easy to take a risk. I mean, I thought it was leading me into politics. And as I've realized, at least at this point in my life, it's not. And that's okay. But it's going to lead to something great. And it already has. And I'm really thankful for that. I could not be more thankful for my media career, but that's over for me. That's in the past for me. I was ready to turn that page when CCO and I parted ways. I was ready. I was ready for the next step. And yes, there's an unknown factor. There's a risk in that, but I don't want to be 90 and looking back and saying, well, I should have done this. I had the opportunity to do that. I wish I would have risked a little bit more. I would rather live with joy and be led by my heart and see where it takes me and how I can positively impact others.
We became friends when we met here. I still view us as friends. I wish you only the best. Thanks so much for coming on. And anytime you want to take Harrigan away for a couple of days, I think that might help.
Well, I feel the same way about you, Chad, and I want you to know, happy Thanksgiving. And my prayer for you is that I hope that you know what a wonderful person you are and father. That is the dad that you are. Everybody can see just how loving and caring you are, and I hope that you realize that.
Very kind of you. I really appreciate that. I hope you guys have a fantastic Thanksgiving, and we'll talk soon.
You too, my friend. All right.
Corey Heppala, right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A texter starts talking about changes at the radio station. No. I mean, we've talked. We'll probably do it again coming up. What you like about the show, what you don't like about the show. We're not turning this into right now. What do you hate about CCO? What do you love about CCO? We're talking about the state fair. If you ran the state fair and could only make one change, what do you have? Let's go. We got plenty of fair lovers out there. We got plenty of fair haters out there. You can make one change, 651-461-9226. Would you like to hear mine, Dave Harrigan?
Yes, I'm sure it's very positive. Go for it.
All radio stations are forever banned from the Minnesota State Fair.
Now, why would
Thank
you
say Thank you.
No, you don't Thank mean that. You don't mean that at all.
Yeah, I do. It's been a good run. 3 years as a CCO intern, 1 year driving the vehicle, 19 of them at the fan, 13 or 14 to quote common here. That's a good run. That is a good run. Ban the radio stations from the fair. What do you think about that one?
Well, you got to tell me then which point of the last few months you were being a fraud. Is it right now, or is it at the end of your last day broadcasting out there on that Friday when we wrapped up our little game show with the couples, the newlywed game, and you turned to the crowd for about 60 to 90 seconds with a, what at least felt like at the time, heartfelt thank you to me, to all your guests, to the crowds for being out there, and talked about how much you really did enjoy being out there this year. So, which is the fraudulent
chat? I was overcome by emotions.
No, everything
until then was. I do like the people that they come out there and our guests, and you did a great job. If we left it that way. Okay, seriously. Like today, isn't there an amazing deal on tickets today?
$12. I'm not going to tell you how many I bought.
$12. Okay. I think we have to find ways to make it more affordable. The prices to get in, they're making plenty. Inflation, I have a tough time faulting the businesses because inflation at the time, and it's not exactly like it was resolved. I'm more about the prices to get in itself. I think they're doing okay. I want to find ways to newer restaurants, newer rides, newer venues, newer products to buy. I might say to some people, you've been here 20, 30, 40 years. Thanks. It was great. But we can turn things over a little bit. What do you have, sir?
I like where you're going on freshening up the vendors or just some of the, you know, some of the exhibits out there. I would definitely do that. But my first one I thought of is actually very similar to yours and cost. But
and radio stations?
No, it was not that at all. Would be to make the cost free to get in if you have a ticket to that night's grandstand show. And maybe not all day. You know, maybe you can't stay all day for free, but, you know, say Alabama's at the grandstand at 7 o'clock. Maybe you say, if you produce a valid ticket for tonight's grandstand show, say after 5 or 6, come on in for free. You already paid enough for the concert. You don't need to fork us over an extra $20 or whatever it is to get in the door.
Okay, so that's interesting. I might push back on the idea and say, you have to arrive by 3, because if you arrive by 3, we believe you're going to spend enough money on the other businesses within the fair, so you're not just going for the grandstand. So if the grandstand price tickets are so high, we want to reward you, but we also know that you're going to spend a fair amount of money on food, you know, buying something and everything else which is available out there.
That's a good way to look at it too. Sure, I can go with that.
I just
think,
the techs.
Like the Zach Brown Band tickets. I don't remember what they were, but seeing the price when they were announced, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then to add
Zach, wasn't he the highest by far?
Oh, yeah, it was by far. But I remember hearing when, he was one of the first announcing, wow, that'd be a fun show to see. And it took, cheap me about 30 seconds to look it up, say, no way. God, no.
Well, the good thing is concerts elsewhere are so inexpensive, so the fair doesn't really stand out, do they?
That's a very good point.
I mean, it's I'm going to see some music tomorrow. It's not quite Taylor Swift pricing, and looking forward to it. Among your suggestions, you can change one thing at the State Fair. What do you have? Better music acts. I think a lot of people like the music lately. Somebody says, limit the number in attendance. I think on weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's a cash grab because they'll let anybody and everybody in there, and it is a zoo. I think that one has some merit. Bring back the roar of the race cars. You want the race cars in the grandstands?
I'm good without.
Force people, I really
was good without when I was at the fan and it was right there. Woo! That got old quick. I would never. Dan and I never would have complained about that. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Force people to walk down the correct side of the streets and create a stroller and wagon lane. So true. Carter and I have lamented this many, many times. Spatial awareness is just terrible in this country. And at the fair, left, right, zigzag. Get on your side of the road and pay attention to where other people are going. Ban the double-wide strollers. They're absurd out there. I'd outlaw spandex. Dave, are you for more or less spandex?
Depends who's wearing it. But I suppose that would mean I'm for less spandex.
I think you are for less. I would institute more text here, Topless Tuesday.
Thrifty Thursday, Topless Tuesday, we got them all covered.
Get rid of the metal detectors at the State Fair entrance. The line at the front gates were ridiculous. Well, another thing I'd say is more security later in the evening. Because like a lot of places, the fair does change quite a bit at maybe 8, 9 o'clock. And we saw another example this year, sadly. Okay, keep the text coming in. I know I want to talk COVID. An interview I heard with Vanita and also Dr. Anthony Fauci. Among the topics we will get to before we are done, and Jason and Dan will take you home. The Wolves off a another, it's a win. I got it. It's a win, but another beat up team with some awful stretches. They are not playing tonight. They have Indiana and Charlotte coming up. So no Wolves tonight. That means plenty of H Lake following Jason here on CCO.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two COVID topics before we turn it over to Jason and Dan. I did not hear it live, but I looked at the text and I thought, wait a second. Kenny Maurer was on with Vanita, so I went back and listen. It's very easy to do. You should podcast Vanita every single day. I've known Kenny for a long, long time. Yes, he's one of the many Maurers. Kenny was a great NBA ref. Worked his butt at it, was well-respected, sure, blew calls, they all blow calls, but called a lot of finals and showed his skills for a long, long time. Kenny, like other referees and like other individuals, did not agree with vaccine mandates. Believed the NBA should allowed him to have a religious exemption. At first, the league said to refs, we'll test you. Then they believe in the mandate. Vanita asked about it. This has been an issue for Kenny and other refs because they've been out of the business for an extended period of time. Kenny's absolutely allowed to have his opinion. But Kenny today with Vanita, and I know Vanita wanted more time to respond, but she didn't have it. Kenny, first of all, trotted out something that has been proven inaccurate over and over and over again, that the vaccine is partially made up of aborted fetal cells. Google it, and don't Google nonsense. Look that up. Even Kenny said, I know some have proven it wrong, but I know it's right. No, Kenny, you're not a scientist. You don't know that. And all the credible scientists have said, no, that's not right. Kenny is absolutely allowed to not believe in abortion and be strong in his beliefs. He also is a part of a business which at the time set up this requirement. And he can try to pursue this, and he did. But to then lie about this what has been disproven repeatedly is insulting to the truth. And then a man is talking about how much his religion matters to him and how we should respect those of different views for absolutely no reason other than some inference. Kenny mentions Divinita when he was talking to one of the lawyers for the NBA. He called him a Jewish lawyer. Jeez, Kenny, why are you doing that? In fact, Jimmy Erickson, my friend of 30-some years who produces Vanita, said Kenny also said the same thing when Jimmy talked to him. And Jimmy said, why are you bringing that up? So, Kenny, you are allowed to have your views, but don't toss out things that aren't true and then the Jewish lawyer, when you're talking about respect for religious beliefs and all of a sudden for no reason, I was talking the NBA's Jewish lawyer. I'll just leave it at rather interesting, let alone insulting, which, you know what? Let me just go with it. The inference absolutely was insulting and countered his whole religious freedom idea early in the interview. You can go ahead and podcast it. Also, Dr. Fauci gave what we think is his final briefing today at the White House. You are 1,000% allowed to disagree with Dr. Fauci. You're allowed to disagree with them on, you know, mandates and masks and other policies. But one of the worst things about COVID was the hatred which emerged, including towards Tony Fauci, who has been a part of Republican administrations every bit as much as Democrats. And like everybody, he's not right all the time. Who's right the entire time of a pandemic? So in a respectful, passionate way, disagree. But how people have made up these lies about how he's made all this money from this and he's doing this intentionally and he's trying to control your lives. Just step back a little bit. You think he couldn't make a lot more money? You think he couldn't have walked away from this a lot sooner? But it was hatred towards him instead of disagreements, which is sadly too typical in our country right now. Thank you so much for listening. I know you don't always agree, but I appreciate the time. Jason and Dan are next here on CC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.